So, hey guys, it's Portia Hulet Chandler out of Houston, Texas, and I'd like to say that I'm an eclectic amalgamation of many, many paradoxical things. What does that mean anyways? It just means that I'm happy, pampered, and determined to do it big in every facet of life. And today, I'm super excited to be guest podcasting on the Real Single Moms Club. CEO and founder, Shauna Naylor. She's an incredible gal. I am so honored to have known her and to get this opportunity to just kind of speak my piece about single moms and the Real Single Moms Club. And so this week, I have the task of tackling the idea or the stigma that's related with single moms. And I kind of probably am the worst person to ask, but the right person to ask, because a lot of times I believe that as women, we should stick together as a community, because my mother used to say it takes a whole village to raise a child. And I'm probably one of the last of the generations where, you were raised by your grandmother and your mother's mother, your great grandmother, and all of them, everybody could whip you. And so, you didn't really just have one mother. You had lots of mothers, big mama and little mama and, half mama and, all these kind of mamas. And so this week, I want to kind of tackle the idea of the stigma of real single mothers. And the first point that I'd like to make this week is that if you could just consider for a moment that we like to use the word single mom, and I like to use the word single lady, because if you are a person and you have a support system, a lot of times the stigma of being a single mom almost highlights the idea that there's no dad in the life of your child. And sometimes it's not that there's no dad, maybe it's not their biological dad, but they have a dad. And I feel like it's a discredit to me as a person and to the people that are around me that are helping me to identify myself as a single mom when I have a community of people that are helping me. I think that the real single mom is something totally just more authentic and special. I think the real single mom realizes that they are a single lady and they may be parenting without the biological father, but the single momness of it makes it so special because you've learned how to operate as a parent, as a community. You've learned how, when one person drops out, how to replace that person with someone else, whether you got closer with your sister or you got closer with your uncles and your brothers and your sisters, and everybody just kind of pulled in. And so the real single mom understands that to be a mother, you don't want to leave anybody out there alone. And so the real single mom isn't really single at all, but they're a mother nonetheless. I hope you enjoy.